On Friday, North Korea fired a ballistic missile across Japan, creating new tension in the region after its nuclear bomb test just 2 weeks ago. I've been speaking to Alexandro Caudebenos, born in Spain and now North Korea's special delegate for cultural relations in Europe. So he represents the North Korean regime. I began by asking him how he came to even get this role for North Korea.
Well, it's a long history that goes back to 27 years, when first I met my first North Korean friends in Spain. And after developing the Korean Friendship Association, which is an international organization of people interested in the country, in the year 2002, I was given this honorary position for the Ministry for Cultural Relations.
Okay. Why do you think North Korea is taking this aggressive stance, this provocation, by firing these missiles? Why are they doing it, Alexandro?
Well, it's not really a provocation. It's just an answer to the military movements of the USA in the Korean Peninsula. The United States is making all kind of military movement of troops and nuclear power every 2 or 3 months together with South Korean troops. And they think also that just by implementing sanctions, they are going to isolate, destroy the socialist system of North Korea, and that North Korea is going to kneel down to all the requirements of President Trump, and this is not going to happen. So North Korea is just answering to the sanctions from the United States and from the pressure of an eventual preemptive invasion.
But of course, these sanctions were imposed because of what North Korea did. And how do you expect any country to react? Well, let's take the missile being fired over Japan. It reached an altitude of 770 kilometres. How do you expect Japan and their allies to react to that?
Well, first I want to clarify that this missile, as you said, it flew over 700 kilometres. And the territorial airspace of Japan, like of any country like Britain, is just 100 kilometers. After 100 kilometers, you enter into outer space. Indeed, the International Space Station is located around 408 kilometers over the heads of the people. So this missile, directly and technically speaking, has not been flying over Japan, but in the outer space.
Come on, though, so, Alexander. You know the symbolism behind this. You know that, for example, part of the reality is because there's no announcement of the testing of these, passenger planes could be endangered. But there's a much bigger message from North Korea, and it is, as you well know, we can reach U.S. territory. We can do this. Why are they doing that?
This is part of the message, but you also should know United Kingdom, like France, U.S., they have a lot of nuclear weapons. And indeed, in your country, you are just renewing them, pouring millions of pounds for it. Why North Korea, a sovereign country, cannot defend itself and have the same defensive and in deterrence means like you have, especially considering that the United States started the Korean War in the 1950s. And until today, they never wanted to sign a peace treaty, that we are requesting now for many, many years.
And when you compare yourselves, North Korea, to this country, the United Kingdom, can you cite me an example of when we have fired a missile in the same way, a test missile?
Well, surely you are firing missiles because you need to prove your weapons, and you are making military maneuvers, and United Kingdom has participated in the invasion of the Korean War, and surely in the invasion of Iraq, a country that didn't have weapons of mass destruction, but that was completely annihilated. So you are also contributing troops, money, and serving the interest of the U.S.
Nuclear Empire. Nuclear weapons were not tested in Iraq, Alexandra.
Yes, nuclear weapons were used extensively in Iraq with depleted uranium. If you don't know what is depleted uranium, I invite you to visit all the areas that were bombarded by the United States and check how you will get cancer in just weeks.
So what is North Korea actually looking for here? So you're trying to display your capability, but what are you actually looking for?
We are looking for security that the United States will not invade in a preemptive, as they said, manner, our country, the DPRK, like they did with Iraq, Afghanistan, more recently Libya. Even Libya, after the country was disarmed and Gaddafi considered as a member of the what so-called international community, he was destroyed and his country put into an eternal civil war. We don't want that to happen in North Korea.
So do you think
Do
you think that's what Kim Jong-un is frightened of? That he is taken out, that he is destroyed as well as his country?
It's not Kim Jong-un. He's scared. If he was scared, he will not be daring the biggest superpower, nuclear power in the world, the United States. The P4 people is united in the defense of the country. And to prevent an invasion, the only way a small country like North Korea with 25 million people, the only way they can do is developing nuclear and ballistic power that can strike back to the United States.
This is not a game. Real people, masses of people could die here if one of these leaders calls each other's bluff.
Well, United States, again, has been invading many territories and lands and sovereign countries they do it frequently. North Korea has not been threatening Alaska or Maldives Islands or whatever other territory. We just want to live in peace. But we know the only way to assure life and the future for next generations is by having thermonuclear power, H-bomb. That's the only way we know the United States will never dare to attack. So actually, the H-bomb is going to preserve the peace, and the U.S. will never dare to start a war in the Korean Peninsula.
You will be aware in this country and indeed in the American press and wider than that again, that the leader of your country, North Korea, is depicted as a madman. As an insane dictator who doesn't care a jot about the people in his country.
Well, that's absolute propaganda. I should tell you that North Korea was created in 1948. We are now 2017. We continue having the same government, same people around us, and the people supporting our system. And no country
can really... People have no choice. If the people don't support the government, they're killed, enslaved, tortured, imprisoned, raped.
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
This means according to the United Nations Commission of Inquiry.
This means also your queen, which is not really elected. Nobody supports her. Of course there are people that support her. That's why you still have a monarchy and you don't have a republic in the UK. So exactly the same in North Korea. We love our leader. We love our government. What you have always to look at the other country without looking yourself and your own.
It is ridiculous to compare, obviously it is ridiculous to compare Kim Jong-un to the queen of this country to this extent. When we read the United Nations Commission of Inquiry on Human Rights in Korea, set up by the Human Rights Council, they report murder, enslavement, torture, imprisonment and rape in North Korea for anybody that even says anything bad about the North Korean regime.
It's funny enough when they have never even been in North Korea. So they are talking about a country they really recognize also many times that they don't know anything about it. So it's just guessing, it's just speculation, and it's just abuse, the same abuse that brought that Security Council and that United Nations to invade Iraq. And everybody supported that the invasion of Iraq, even what so-called NGOs, which are acting through the interest, in this case, of the United States. Because Iraq is a clear example of weapons of mass destruction that never existed, that serve as a platform for the invasion and destruction of that
country. So are you telling me there are not public executions to generate fearful obedience?
There,
are you telling me that
there
does
are
not
no
happen?
Public 27 years, I'm going to DPRK 4, 5, or 10 times a year. Absolutely never. I myself or any of my thousands of friends in the country, in the farm, in the city, in the army, have ever seen public execution.
And you're telling me in these detention camps, the forced labor camps, people are not starved to death, criminalized because of their political views, and many of whom die through forced labor. You're telling me that's not what keeps your dear leader in his dear place?
That's what not, and indeed no country can remain like that. Any country, any political system of the world, if there is no support of the people. Of course, there are working camps for the people that are criminals, because we believe the people that commit a crime, like killing or raping or something like that, they have to work for the society by harvesting rice or by building furniture that is later given for free to the citizens. Compared to the other prison systems in other European countries, where I can talk to you about a lot about, not in UK, but yes, in Spain.
Of course, all media and all publications in your country are state-controlled, aren't they? Unauthorized access to non-state radio or TV is punished.
I speak freely, but your media, like any media in the world, is not free at all and has a political agenda. And obviously, everyone with a common sense knows that also BBC, in that case, is a mouthpiece for the UK government.
The BBC is the mouthpiece for the UK government, is it?
Yes, of course. Everybody knows that.
Can you tell me about any media or any publication in North Korea which is not state-controlled?
No. In North Korea, of course, everything is state-controlled. But at least in the what so-called free societies, you should be frank and speak and say the truth. Every media serves a direct interest and political purpose. And in your case, it's like that, but you just try to hide it like you are a free media, and you are not.
Do you think North Korea is really prepared? Let's come back to the actual stuff we're talking about, Alexandra. Do you think North Korea is actually prepared to use a nuclear weapon? Like that he is seriously prepared to use it?
Yes, North Korea is prepared to use the hydrogen bomb in the case of an invasion from the United States of America.
But that would mean the destruction of North Korea. You know how Trump would respond to that. He would wipe your country out and everybody in it.
We are talking about the nuclear war. Nuclear war doesn't mean only destruction of North Korea. It means the destruction of mankind as we know it. We are talking that in the 40s, the United States already said that 40 or to 50 weapons like the one they used in Hiroshima and Nagasaki against civilian people, 40 or 50 of those American bombs will be enough to eliminate the life in the planet as we know it. So that's why normally nuclear war doesn't happen and didn't happen during the existence of the USSR, because the countries that have those weapons, they know that entering into war, it's dangerous, it's terrible, not only for the country they are fighting, but for all the world.
So what's the solution? You talked about your country wants a peace agreement. What would be in that agreement?
Yes, the solution is follow the steps of William Jefferson Clinton, President of the United States, that reached an agreement with us in Geneva in 1994. It's very easy. It's that we can freeze the development of missiles and nuclear weapons in exchange of the United States not performing more military maneuvers and nuclear movements in the Korean Peninsula. After this initial agreement, we can reach an understanding to sign the peace treaty that put an end to the Korean War that is still open since June 25th, 1950. And after doing that, we can even open diplomatic relations, as we were going to do with William Clinton. Unfortunately, William Clinton, the Democrats lost elections. It came Mr. Bush. And Mr. Bush Jr. said that everything was not correct and he started with axis of evil and so on.
And how close do you claim your country is to being able to effectively use an H-bomb?
Well, we have demonstrated that we have missiles that can reach 3,000 to 4,000 kilometers in a parabolic way, I mean, in a very high angle of launching, and the own American scientists have understood that if we make that missile launch in a lower angle, we can reach almost every city in the United States. And then we have made several nuclear tests underground in North Korea to show that we have nuclear capability. So I think most analysts and scientists, they know already that we have delivery means and we have the technical and scientific capacity of the H-bomb.
Well, I've heard many experts suggest that maybe you don't and that you're not as advanced as you're claiming. And that there is no direct evidence of once you have an actual missile head on some of these structures,
that
you would be able to reach the United
States. If that's the case, if they think everything is fake, if that's the case, it's very easy.
Yeah.
If they think that our missiles are made of cardboard, it's very easy. They have nothing to worry about because it means our capability is zero. You know, it's funny, people and media talking that we are hacking Sony Pictures Entertainment in the United States, and then it happens that we have no internet in North Korea. It's funny to say that we have the best hackers in the world, but we have no electricity. Or what to say about the 100,000 workers that we have overseas working for North Korea, when 2 days ago, everybody, including BBC, was saying that nobody can go out of the country. So there's contradiction after invention, and that's the big problem. A big hole, and very little people want to look.
Okay, Alexandro, you are North Korea's special delegate for cultural relations in Europe. Are you saying it is the ambition of the North Korean regime to be able to strike at anywhere in America? Is that what you're aiming for?
That's already accomplished. We have the capability to
You can't reach anywhere in the United States. Why are you pretending?
I said to you, we have already demonstrated that. Not only now with the missiles that have a range of 10,500 to 11,000 kilometers. This is already demonstrated. But we have made the sixth nuclear test, which is also detected by the experts in the United States. And Mr. Donald Trump also knows that game's over. And although in the television, in the front of the world, want to pretend to be such a strong man to make America great again, in the other side, we have already ongoing negotiations and ways to stop this escalation and to reach an initial agreement.
What's your message? What is your country's message to President Trump?
That please go back to his initial promise in the campaign. Invite our leader Kim Jong-un to eat a hamburger and go back to your principle that he said in his own words, he will be honored to meet our leader, Kim Jong-un. So instead of going to fire and fury and preemptive attack, go back to those words. Try to sit down as China, Russia, and everybody's saying, sit down with North Korea and reach an agreement. We are ready to sit down, but U.S. just said even today that there is no time for words, only sanctions. That's the words from the United States.
Alexandro, thank you very much indeed. So that's the representative for the North Korean regime. Interesting, isn't it? John in North Belfast. Morning, John.
Good morning, Sam. How are you doing?
What do you make of that?
Well, I think that Spanish representative sounded a bit more like Lord Haha, to be honest. But, you know, for a country that supports this maniac, you know, this is a man who killed his uncle with an anti-aircraft weapon, who fed another one of the advisory to wild dogs. He tells his people he can control the weather. His first game of golf, he done it in 18 under, and he runs marathons. You know, if that guy were to run around himself, he'd be tired for God's sake, the size of him.
He's got a wee bit of a belly, doesn't he?
Yes, and they say a Spanish representative invited America to have a hamburger with him.
Let's talk about the more substantive stuff, which is, do you really think they would be prepared to fire a nuclear weapon on the United States?
I think, yes, they would be, because they're very well. The leader is very unstable. It's obviously been compared with some of the statements that he makes. He's unstable. Yes, I think they're quite capable. I think the world, especially China, needs to take note of these people and put a stop to them.
It brings us into the nuclear weapons discussion, doesn't it?
And
whether they are a deterrent or whether this is an example of how dangerous it is for anybody to have them.
Well, I think this guy seemed to think he would survive a nuclear holocaust. You know, he obviously hasn't heard the term mad. So he hasn't. You know, so yes, I think this guy believes he would survive it. Little did he know he'd be left like a car park within 10 minutes.
You know, many people say what he's doing is he's looked at the likes of Gaddafi, who of course was taken out.
Well, exactly.
And this is him trying to protect himself by saying, "You come anywhere near us, there will be nuclear war."
Well, I mean, he should take note of what happened to Gaddafi and Saddam. All tyrants are eventually taken out, and he'll be no different.
John, thank you. Stephen. Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Well, I don't know how aware you are of the history of this place where Korea is concerned, but my father fought in Korea during the 50s. Okay? He was a prisoner of war for 3 years of the North Koreans and the Chinese. And the number of people in this place this morning who would be absolutely outraged to listen to this propaganda from some trumped-up representative of North Korea.
Well, he is the representative of North Korea to Europe.
Yeah. But he's a trumped-up...
He's the man.
You know, he is a Lord Haw-Haw. I can tell you, Stephen, that what you need to do is you need to be paying a visit to the Royal Ulster Rifles Museum in Waring Street.
I thought you were going to say I need to pay a visit to North Korea there.
Well, you can do that because...
No.
They'll let you in, not a problem. But I would suggest that you perhaps visit South Korea and figure out the relationship between the South Koreans and this place, who treat the relatives of those that fought in the 50s with the greatest of respect and honour. And I think that you've done a dishonour this morning.
I have.
Yes, by bringing this man onto the airwaves.
All right, you want us to censor him?
Sorry?
You want us to censor him?
Well, I don't want to listen to rubbish.
Is that not what North Korea would do? Censor?
He talked absolute rubbish the same way that the leader of North Korea talks absolute rubbish. You know, he's a trumped-up idiot.
Stephen, thank you. Michael in Derry. Morning, Michael.
Stephen, I don't know about a trumped-up idiot, but he's a dangerous idiot. At the end of the day, that was scary stuff there. And I don't know, Stephen, but, you know, I'll tell you one thing. And you and I have been talking for a very long time. If that guy can do a marathon, so can you and I. He might be able to eat a marathon, but he couldn't do a marathon.
Is it Kim Jong-un you're talking about?
Yes, but Stephen, honestly, that's a scary young man. That man, if he's got the capability, if he's got nuclear capability, we here in the West should be very, 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 very afraid.
Well, you've seen the on the news, on the likes of the 6 and 10 o'clock national news around the world, actually, that they're testing their missiles.
Yeah.
And, of course, some of that's for the optics. What we don't know is what's in those missiles. So we don't actually know if they are containing any type of, when they're testing them, as to how far they can go. And they now say that they can reach Guam, an American territory. But we don't know what's in them when they're testing them.
But Stephen,
in other words, the weight.
I appreciate that, Stephen, but the fact that they're testing them and the fact that they're having a go, Stephen, even at the minute, they're having a go. And at the end of the day, you know yourself, if a nuclear warhead is unleashed on the world, we will all suffer, Stephen.
Michael, thank you. Brian in Andersonstown. Morning, Brian.
Good morning, Steve. Just a wee quick comment. I go back to the history here. Churchill warned the world in 1834 onwards about Hitler, what he was proposing to do in a way. And the world didn't take heed. We all know the history of Hitler. Now, I don't know what can be done about North Korea, but something has to be done because this man is, I think he's worse than Hitler. So he is.
What did you make of what his representative to Europe was saying this morning?
Well, it was all... We all know, I mean, I've seen programmes on... I was thinking of what... He never mentioned is the people that live there, the ordinary people that live in North Korea. I seen a programme one night on TV. The people are living in poverty over there. Except them. And, I mean, he seems to be brainwashed the way he was talking.
And it's widely recorded by the United Nations and many of those respectable bodies as to the torture and imprisonment of people who speak out against the regime and the constant and the camps, the work camps that they put them into.
It, and it says
and
a lot
the public executions.
Yeah, it says a lot for the way he was. I mean, it doesn't take sense to realize what where he's coming from. I mean, the man is. I mean, he's actually told to go out and say these. And another thing too, Stephen, that if he speaks one thing out of line, he is. I wouldn't say he's taken away for being a bad boy.
Are you worried?
I am. I mean, people, me and my wife would have discussions on it, and I talk to her, and she's all right saying these things, and, but this man, she says this man could do something real bad, then the consequences of that, what could really happen, you know? I mean, yeah. Has he got the capabilities, I mean, of... You were questioning this morning, Stephen. Has he got the capabilities? I mean, he says he has. The professionals in America and all winners say he hasn't.
Well, I'm not sure they are saying that. We simply don't know.
Yeah.
And that's, I guess, what is scary. Bran, thank you. Bartley in Dunpatrick. Morning to you, Bartley.
Stephen, I just happened to bump in a couple of American soldiers in America coming through the airport, and actually just happened to talk about the Korean, all North and South Korea, and they were just telling me about the building that they meet up. There's a building in somewhere in between Korea, dead center. Inside that building, I'd say that there's big flagpoles. One was slightly bigger, and over years and years, one went higher and higher. So eventually, they had to come to agreement. The flagpoles were about 100 feet in the air, but they agreed the two flagpoles were the same level. But these guys were telling me that they've been told, and the way it is, that if North Korea haven't got the infrastructure, haven't got the stuff to do to start a full-scale war, but if they ever did, it'll be a very quick and swift war with the complete obliteration of North Korea. And that's the way the Americans were saying.
Yeah, you talk about complete obliteration. Remember that means thousands of people dying.
That's what obliteration
means. It means people dying, men, women and children dying.
Yes, I said, how about I mean? He says that their armies are completely brainwashed. They don't know anything about the outside world. They know nothing about outside their country. There's no reports, there's no TVs, everything's completely, they're completely brainwashed.
What did you make of their European representative who spoke to us this morning? Well, who you heard from this morning, he spoke to us last week.
See, if you're believing the Americans, it's scary. See if you believe what he says, it's scary. I'd just love to be a bomb disposal expert and go and dispose all their bombs, because it is scary no matter which one you believe. Like. But I mean, the Americans are definitely, them armed force boys told me that they thought that if there was ever a war between North Korea, it would be very swift and evil, and with the complete obliteration of North Korea, very swiftly and very quickly.
Okay, Bartley, thank you very much indeed.